USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. ambassador to the European Union will testify at today's House impeachment hearing. Gordon Sondland was in charge of overseeing Ukraine policy. The House Intelligence Committee will also hear from Laura Cooper, a senior Defense Department official, and David Hale of the State Department. Yesterday, Republicans were pressing Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman about who he spoke to after monitoring President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, and it prompted the panel chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff, to step in and say,
I want to make sure that there's no effort to out the whistleblower through the use of these proceedings.
The Taliban was the deadliest terror group on the planet last year. The latest Global Terrorism Index just released this morning, finding that the Afghanistan-based group killed more people than ISIS, most of those deaths in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
In Tinder Dry, California, about 375,000 people in 16 counties could be without power for the next couple of days. The PG&E utility is cutting power to try to reduce the wildfire risk. The CEO says residents also have to remember to be ready to evacuate if, in fact, a fire breaks out.
Your safety is dependent on your preparedness. That means have a plan for evacuation.
A House committee has approved a sweeping ban on flavored tobacco, including vaping products. The bill the House Energy and Commerce panel approved yesterday is much more aggressive than a ban that President Trump had proposed in September and then recently put on hold. A sheriff's deputy in Augusta, Georgia, has died after a shooting last night. A suspect also killed in the incident. The deputy was reportedly conducting proactive patrols as part of an effort to halt gun violence when he was shot and killed. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With a continued high risk of wildfires, California may be hit with more intentional power shutoffs this week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The state's largest utility, PG&E, says as many as 250,000 customers could be impacted as strong winds predicted Wednesday could lead to increased fire danger. Affected areas include 19 counties in the Sierra Foothills, North Valley, North Bay, and other parts of the Bay and the Sierra Foothills, North Valley, North Bay, and other parts of the Bay Area. The utility pledging that customers would be given 48 hours notice ahead of a shutoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a surprise announcement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. is rescinding a 1978 legal opinion that called the West Bank settlements illegal. John Clemens reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this reverses the policy that involves a region known in the Bible as Judea and Samaria.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Mr. Pompeo went on to say, calling the establishment of civilian settlements inconsistent with international law has not advanced the cause of peace.
The hard truth is, there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace.